Hello, Bob. I hear him, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Juanita, I hear him on the other phone. Put him on this phone and quit playing around, honey. Hello? Bob.
Yes, that's right.
What did Max Taylor come and see me about this morning? You know?
No, I don't. He's here right now on...
I know that, but he had an appointment at 11:15 and kind of concerned me after I got that conversation the other day about his health.
Oh, let me tell you, Mr. No, it isn't that, I'm sure, Mr. Brennan. I talked to him day before yesterday about his general plans, and he, if you want him to stay on beyond the end of his term, which ends roughly October 30th, he would be willing to do so. I told him I hadn't talked to you about it, but I knew your high regard for him, and I didn't want to talk to you until I had his view. So I think you're completely free to do anything you choose.
Well, I won't talk to you about it, but I have the greatest respect for him, but that concerned me a little, and I didn't know why that appointment was on schedule.
No, his health is entirely satisfactory. He's had this bronco trouble for 30 years, and once in a while he's...
I tried myself. Just watch it. I had my number one man's wife died last night, my best friend, so we got a lot of trouble.
I'm terribly sorry to hear that.
That man runs our business, and our best friend just had a heart attack 1 o'clock.
I'm terribly sorry to hear that.
I'll see you in a little bit.
All right, sir.